We are middle of Shabbos Hilchos Erevin, Simon Shin Pei Hei on the Frishon and Dalamid Aleph. Din Tzedoki Bekuti and Mumma, the Alocha, but Tzedoki, Akuti and the Mumma, but Erev as applies to Alocha Erev, because we just finished discussing that of a non-Jew. But Dal Tzifim ends four paragraphs. This is Machabes of Aleph. Tzedoki, Hareki Yisrael, he's like a Jew, Mavat Lushos, and therefore he could just nullify his rights if he's not joined the Erev. Aval Erev as we continue to Mavis, Enemoil, it's not effective, Kimin Shein Enemoil, because he does not admit to the Halochas of Erev. Says the Mishnah, "Cut off Tzaddiki." Hashem Tzaddik and Baisus. What's his name? Tzaddiki, a Sadducee. Based on these two individuals, Tzaddik and Baisus, behem on nitim lepikorsus, they are inclined to heresy. Behem ma'amin matarish abapet. They don't believe in the oral law. Ava b'ken even so. Is that regarding this? We saw it's like a Jew. Shemoyel kimavat lushos. That's effective when he nullifies his domain. Vav bishop bevat nachal shabbos bevat. Although he definitely desecrates Shabbos publicly, al kapon misgiban least regarding rabbinic prohibition. The isbasiv gimel out spruin siv gimel abbezari ka'akim. That makes him like a idol worshiper, like a non-Jew, which you cannot be mivat bishos. Tzedek ishani, tzedek is different. Shemuchzik kach mivay aboy. So it's just he has this pattern already from his days of his father. So meaning aboy sabiyada, he's just following the pattern, the custom of what his father has always done. Which in addition, one brings from the basis of that. Since the minig avoysa biyadav, it's like a tinnik shadishba, and his mezud is like an oinus, and therefore it doesn't become a mumra until he actually violates deliberately. King goes to be seizav, that's how the beseizav writes, says the mishbura. More of it, he says, however, but that's common paiskim, the opinion of many paiskim, which the Sharatin Ois Beis brings from Tesis and the Rosh, that the whole heter is, which mishbura says, yeah, what's the opinion of many paiskim? Up to the even the stiki, gish mechal shabbos vahesya, when they desecrate Shabbos out in the open, dina kakim, he has a locha like akim. Because the Tesla Rush said the whole heter is only when it's not Machal Befahesia. And truth in the Rambam himself, you see in his words explicitly that Tzedukim could be Mvat Lashus when they're not Machal Befahesia out and open. And the Pelin, the Besiso, they write his leniency according to the Rambam when you see the opposite. It's illogical also to say that even if you're going to say in general that we don't make him like a Akam because Minig Avaisam Beyodam, however, regarding our situation, it doesn't apply because the whole Iker reason that there were Geyser Ba'akam is so that you don't learn from his actions. If that's the case, by Tzedukim would also apply that because at least he conducts himself like a non Jew. And what is it better to us? Who cares? That it's a minig avoysa biyadai, which actually on that point, Dishon too brings the Chazon Ish, right? So, but that's not a claim because a chamur not goyzer only on someone that goes in the crooked way that you might learn from his actions, and only on someone that has a locha like a nachin. And here, tzedukin mechal shabbos v'hesia has a locha like a onus, like a coerce, and it does not have a locha like a nachin. The chamur would not goyzer on him. But Al Kapanim says the Sharatin further says the pella on the Tazmag of the Brahm that they don't bring at all the opinion of the other paiskim that say it's forbidden regarding this. Which the Dirshu 3 brings, Chaz Nisha answers, but he says, they're talking about tzedukim that are common in our days, which they have a lacha like anusim, like it's like they're coerced, since it's just following what their fathers have done, and therefore they don't have a lacha like nachim. But tzedukim times of the Gemara, the Machal Shabbat Vahasya, and they rebelled against the words of Chama, of course they were mezidim, and they had a lacha like nachim. Continues the Sharati, and the truth is, that's the something the Pashtas, the Maskana, the Gemara, even but Tzedukim, the Machal Shabbat Vahasya, they cannot be involved in the Shos, and that's something like Ali Rabbah, that is, his opinions decline regarding this, like those who are stringent, and that's a written Sifu Kabbalah Sana. Look over there, that it means even the Paiskim, that regarding the Karayim in our times, which are similar to Sadducees, for sure one should be stringent. Says the Mishnah further, he says, now the difference regarding all this is Lin Karim Shabbos Menenu. Regarding the Karim, there's a different sect of Jews. Shabbat Machal Shabbos, they also don't believe in the oral law. Shabbat Machal Shabbos Behesel Kapon Min Rabban, they for sure desecrate Shabbos out in the open, at least for rabbinic Isurim. Enuchim Levat Lushos, they cannot nullify the Rishos at Jizkim Hem until you rent for them. Sivkon Beis. But Akapon, going back to the Tzeduki, they can, for them, the Erev is Enamoyal Bechul, does not help. But Slim, what it means to say is Avim Nasachelik Be'ev, even if he joins the Erev, in the middle, it's not effective. By Salim, he makes a forbidden the Machivat Mishuslam until he nullifies his domain to them. That's not only from the group of the Sadducee and similar Shein the Moed Mitzvah Shabbat that they don't agree with the oral law. But then something is in Rakhi in the Moed Mitzvah Erev, it just doesn't admit to the Mitzvah Erev. In Yochalik Nechel Be'ev, he cannot give a portion in the Erev. Siv Beis, Kuti, a different type of personality, the Kuthians. That they were brought over by the Assyrian king, taking the place of the 10 tribes that were exiled. Hadekusha Akam as Alacha, like, and they went through different types of developmental stages in the history of joining the Jewish people. They have Alacha like all other non-Jews. Inle Tekone El Beskiris, there's no remedy but to rent from him his property. Siv Gimel. Yisrael Mumal Avodah Selilim, a Jew that's renegade to worship idolatry. Oil Chal Shabbos is Befeso to desecrate Shabbos out in the open. The fellow in Mechal Leib is Rabban, even though only desecrates regarding a breathing prohibition. Hadekusha Akam is like a non-Jew. The main machal betin now, if he only desecrates it discreetly, I feel machal betin dress even if he does a biblical prohibition. So he saw he's like a Jew, mavat l'shus, and he can nullify his rights to his domain. Siv kot gimel says mishburim. a Jew that's a mumal avodas gilulim, renegade to do idolatry, avodah b'tzenda even discreetly, sivka and doubt, or oyel lachal Shabbos v'efeser to desecrate Shabbos out in the open. This is a very severe sin. Come out, if you become like worshiping idolatry, then it becomes a renegade for the whole Torah. Now, it's specifically he's accustomed to this sin. One time out in the open, he desecrated Shabbos, let make a mummer that wouldn't make him into a mummer. Some say that even one time makes him a mummer. If a hesi mikri, what's considered out in the open? When he desecrates in front of 10 Jews, or he knows that it's going to be known amongst that amount of people. But that you should know, the chozik shu'ev l'tiyavim. This is only when he violates Shabbos for his own desires. But the anger of God, afil b'sharveis, and even regarding other sins, afil l'shlebev has he even not in the open, din ha'kakam is halacha like a non-Jew. Sivkon, hey, so these individuals, ha'rei u'kakam, they're like non-Jews, which some would mean to say is lein zero regarding this, she'in emoil shu'bitl, which shows that he cannot just nullify his domain, al-daf kaskriz, you have to specifically rent from him. Now, in short, regarding other halachas, yesh men achrim shasim, there are from the later authorities that they hold shein uchashak gemum, it's not considered like a mumra, they chil Shabbos beis rabbanan, by desecrating Shabbos with just rabbinic prohibitions. V'am b'yir deh sim beis b'pischei tshuva, which the Dirshu 11 brings, that he brings up the words of the Beis Hetev, that the pin of the Beis Hill, that's a mumra, even by is rabbanan, is a mumra l'chal tera, but b'chadish holds, the mumra is rabbanan, is not a mumra l'chal tera. Pischei tshuva brings that in Sefer Mishnah's Chachamim explains the reason that someone suspected on a lighter iser is not chashon on the more severe iser. And that's the case for sure. It does not become a mummer for something more severe, and therefore, however, someone that's a mummer l'iser rabbanim is not mevatel rishus because also haitza without bittel rishus is iser rabbanim. But l'chol torah, it does not become a mummer that is mechal Shabbos beiser deraisa. Look at Mishnah Chachamim that he proves that even a mummer to violate Lavin of a Shabbos and Vaidazar does not become a mum l'chol Torah until he violates Averis to have Misabezin. However, it sounds like that regarding Din Rabbanan, he's considered a mum, that's our Prima Gadim writes. Can is Mishnah Brura? Uber Beis Meir B'Simon Zeh, which Dishu 12 brings that he brings Machlikis B'Chaj Beis Hill and he agrees to the opinion of the Beis Hill, that's a safer, it's called the Beis Hill, that he does become a mum l'chol Torah. And says the Mishmur, Sefer Goyin Yaakov Vesugin, and Sefer Goyin Yaakov in our Sugya, which is Dishu 13 brings that he writes, like depending on the Prichadish and Mishnah's Chacham, that a mummer for something that's Isn Rabbana becomes a mummer only for things that are Isn Rabbana and does not become a mummer l'chol Torah. And that's also Pinchas Chaznish, and he proves like that from the Sugya of the Gemara. Sivkat and Vav, we say if he's only Chal El Betzina, only discreetly, then even for Isn Raisa, he's like he's stolen it in Batla Shuz. Now, Mimis Baish, Lassa Zebefne Otten Gold, now if he's embarrassed to do this, Chil Shabbos is a man of a great person. Even though he's doing it in front of many people, Gamzel Tzin Nechashav, that would also be considered that he's discreet and would not have the Halacha Machal Shabbos Bevehesi. Siv Dalb, Yisrael Shehemer, a Jew that renegade became a mummer. Now he has homes in the Jewish neighborhood. Sheibul Chalashon, that they made for the whole year. And this person went off from the faith. In the middle of that year, so imenor pesach achakal. If he doesn't have any other opening, who is to be called Shabbos shachol? Now, so therefore he makes it forbidden for every Shabbos that takes effect. Achashem after that he reneged from Judaism. But if he has a different opening from his home to a non-Jewish neighborhood, even if there's a small opening, shlohi rugal metchil that he wasn't accustomed to use originally, then we push him that he's associated now with that opening that opens into the non-Jewish neighborhood. Says Mishra Sipkot and Zayin. He saw that was reneged on his Judaism. And he had homes open to a Jewish neighborhood. Sivkot said, She'ivul Cholashana, that they made air for the whole year. Someone would say, yes, but don't say, the Kimon Shehutla is the Shabbos, that since it was already permitted for some Shabbos, the Shecholu Koyim Shehema, that took effect, and the air was good before he reneged on his Judaism. So, Hutla Cholashana, so it was permitted for the whole year. No, because the Chol Shabbos is for Shabbos. Each individual Shabbos, Moshe Bafnei Asmei, is its own independent idea. And once he reneged, so his portion of the Erev is nullified. And therefore he makes it forbidden for them, for the other Shabbos, until they rent from him. So if he doesn't have any other opening, so he makes it forbidden for any Shabbos that takes effect after that he reneged. If he went off from the Jewish path on the day of Shabbos itself, Mutal is a Shabbos, then they're still permitted for that Shabbos. The Kimish Hutta makes a Shabbos, since part of the Shabbos was permitted, Hutul Chol Shabbos, the whole Shabbos is permitted. Siv Kontes, Avol Miyesh, the Chulu, but if he has a different path going to the non Jewish neighborhood, now, Vimet Chil Lahoyle, now, if originally didn't have, but Pesach Achashema, after he reneged, then he makes his opening because he wants to be associated with the non Jewish neighborhood, Ein Lael, Simon Shinpei Gimel, which Dershu 21 brings. There, the Prima Gaon explains that if he opens it during the weekday, so the Erev goes back to what it was, because since when Shabbos starts, the Erev takes effect, and if he opens it on Shabbos, so the Erev is butler and doesn't get reawakened. And you would have to make a bit of a shows, like when non-Jew that you're ready from him on Shabbos, as brought in Shulchan Aruch over there. On the other hand, the Kavachayim brings, in the name of the Shulchan HaTzishitim, that even if it opens on Shabbos, the Erev does go back to its place. However, if one Shabbos passes after he reneges, and then opens, according to all opinions, it's not Chodim there, because since the Erev is already butler after that they gave up from that. Simchat Yud. So, but if he has another opening to the non-Jewish neighborhood, then even if it's a Pesach cut and a small opening, Vakman, but at least at a minimum, be in Shiba Arba Tvachan Arba Tvachan, has to be 4x4 Tvachan. The Pachas was less than that, Lechash Pesach not considered an opening, Uktav Elik, we said previously, Bishim Shin 9 bays. But if there's somewhat of an opening, Simchat Yud up, Dechon Noy Sebechulu, then they push him to that opening. The Kaifan Noy Sebechulu, because we subdue him, we force him for the attribute of Sedaim, which is that, you know, you're not going to lose anything, and we will gain an Erev. Kedesh al yesalim, that he doesn't make it forbidden on them. We call Amon, like we see, like Rem, Simen, Shempe, Rav, Sev, Sev, Tez, at the end of Sev, Tez, like Abbe Yisrael, regarding Yisrael, but Gam also the Bavadi, Kibin, Shenesnaka, since he has gone foreign from the Jewish people, but Ragel Makam, he's very accustomed to the non-Jews, Nichal, Evo, Briskot, actually, essentially, he philosophically is pleased with this. So definitely we could do such a thing. A mummer to desecrate Shabbos, that is when he does it with a throwing off of the yoke. But if he's mistaken regarding something that he thinks he's allowed to do that, it's logical that would not make him into a mummer. As we say, I'm a mutter. If someone thinks something is permitted, that's included in Shogi. The Maschal Thula, that even as only Yisra Rabbanan, and then that's obvious from Shittas Rashi, and that's also opinion of Tosfos in the Rush. Now, their primary proof is from this that brought in the Braisa regarding carrying it from a Chatzat HaMavu, which only is Rabbanan. He says, I'm not sure if the same thing would be as a Mukta, would that also make you a Mumur? Or that since that's just moving something, that you don't become a Mumur through that. He says, afterwards I found the various that is stringent also regarding Mukta, but it's Tzarchin that requires further analysis. Dirshin number 4. So we said mumer l'chal Shabbos of the Fahesia says there, sure, even the mumer to mchal Yom Kippurim or even the other Yom Tovim, the Kavachem writes, has a lacha like mchal Shabbos, which is like a nachi. However, according to what the Mishnah's Chacham writes, where his words are brought later on, Sivkot and Hey, that the mumer l'chal Shabbos by Lav is not a mumer l'chal Torah, it would seem that the same would be mchal Yom Tovim is not considered a mumer l'chal Torah, and it's possible even mchal Yom Kippurim is not considered as a mumer. Looking at Prima Gadim, which was basically in the Tachet Shuva. Dish number 5. Someone's a mummer for 3 well-known averis, like wearing shatnez, cutting of payas, nevela, Prima Gaon brings, name of the simla chadashim. That's logical, it's considered mum l'chal Torah. Only if we see that he's careful by other things, then he has a lacha like mum l'dabrachim. So to be his over on most mitzvahs, even if he's careful by some of the mitzvahs, he has a lacha like mum l'chal Torah, because ruba is kekule. Dirshu number 6. This is the Mishabur brings first the opinion that holds the dafka if his ruggleness of it is considered mummer. But if he does it only one time before he's not called a mummer, and only in the name of Hashem does he bring that even by one time it's called a mummer, it sounds like halacha feels like the first opinion. On the other hand, from the words in the Sharat Sin, the Shem Pei Aleph, Sivkat Beis, it sounds like that it's considered a mummer even if he carries it from his house to the chatz before even one time. So Tarachin, Pin Chaznish, the halacha is like the Chikas B'Shayin that holds that but one time he does not become a mummer. Dirshu number 7. Mishpul says, Lahaches, even by other ways, even Shalom Befehes, and even if does only one time, writes the Chaznish, it's possible according to all Shitas, becomes a mummer. Dirshu number 8. Regarding if he has a lacha like a nachri, even for that lacha that it doesn't make a forbidden only if there is besides him someone else in the chatzar, another 2 Jews that make a forbidden one the other, as Burton Shachadach and Shimpei Beis, or only Luchuma do we say that he has a lacha like a Yisrael, this mummer, and he makes a forbidden even in the place where it's just only one other Jew with him, and he has the Mevatel Rishus. Karmen Zalman brings the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that if he lives alone with a Jew, he does not have to be Mevatel Rishus because he's totally considered like a Nachi. That's what's written in Shuvah's Divrei Makil. On the other hand, Reb Kiva Eger brings the name of the Evan Oizer, and also Karmen Zalman brings the name of the Shuvah's Yad Elio, that only for stringency is a halacha like Yisrael and makes a forbidden, since that even though he sins, he's still considered Yisrael. However, in the case that an individual Yid lives with him, it's effective bittel because since the is only from the halacha that we qualify him like Yisrael, so you could do bittel either in Manavshach. Chuvah Chuvah Chai writes that even though in that din a mummer has halacha like an achri, because if the egg and the Ebenezer would have seen the words of Ben Yeruchim, they would mevatel their das. Or the Baal Nefesh, since this word came out of the Ebenezer, to be stringent. Chai Adam remains with Torah Chilamaisa, Chaznish, Paskins Lahakal. There's number nine. To rent from the Schirin Lakitim and the worker of Yisrael Mummer, Chubas Dir Malkiel, it's lengthy to prove that you can rent from him. And that's written in Chaznish that we rent from the governor or from his Schirin Lakitim, even though in the city there's many Mechal Shabbos Vehesia, Mechal Shabbos Betina, and people that don't believe, because Mechal Shabbos Vehesia, a shaky Schiris is effective, and Chal Mashabbos Betina, let's see, oven, Erev helps. And for those who don't believe, even though in that Mechal Shabbos Vehesia, since they have a local like a Mummer, so Schiris is also effective because they're not common today, people that hold on to some of the mitzvahs and deny that they don't have a chilek at all in Namuna, and they have a locha like full-fledged non-Jews. Another thing, Trivism around Brisk writes, that's not effective to rent from Schili Kita of a Mum L'chal Shabbos by Isra Man, and it's Mitzayin, also according to Rav Givegi and Ebenezer, we mentioned before, only Chumez al chilek anachi, so you can't rent from Schili Kita. There's number 10, to rent from Yisrael Mummer, less than a Shabbat Pruto. The carbon the sanal holds that it's permitted, and that's as inclined to Shabbos, and he writes that that's how seems Matimah Sapaiskim. Now then, the Gon Yaakov writes, you have to have specifically approved it because regarding this, he's Yisrael. And less than Hashem approved it is not considered regarding Yisrael as money. Dish number 14. Even if it's clear to us that if not for his fear from a great person, he would be Mechal Shabbos Vahasim, still he has a locha like Yisrael. It's brought in Tyson Evan of Samachtes regarding Kutin and Tzedukim, that they don't have a locha like Mechal Shabbos Vehesia, even though that they don't believe at all in the words of Chazal. And if not for the fact that we're afraid of the Chacham, they would Mechal Shabbos Vehesia, at least by things that are drepan. Even so, they don't have a locha like Mumra regarding Bittul Rishus, because since they're accustomed to be careful, because they're afraid of the Chacham. Dish number 15, El Yabba writes, that from words of Rambam in his Pirish Mishnayos in Erevin, you can learn that Mechal Shabbos Betzina, even though he does not have a locha like a Nachi, but still he cannot make the Erev, since he's not moed in the Erev. According to Heshita, they have to daft be involved with Shuls, because they have to be concerned that also Schiris is not affected by them, according to the Rishitas, that it's not affected by Schiris by Dir B'Yisrael. And that's the Shulchan Aruch writes regarding Mechal Shabbos Betzina, there's Mavat Rishos, and in parentheses he adds an Oy Ma'arav. Sounds like he wasn't clear to him if he could make it there or not. Now then, Chazon Ish writes, Mechal Shabbos Betzina is someone who discreet is Mechal Shabbos, he could join the Erev. However, look in the Chazon Ish that he adds on the Te'ovan. The Rechon Sefer Ben Simcha, it's possible that if he's a Mum Lahachas, we make it for Ben even Betzina. And the reason for that is because still he's not less than any other that for one thing, lahachis, it becomes mum l'chol Torah, and therefore has lach like a nachi. However, in the comment, he points out, Chaznish himself, paskins in Yerudea, the mum l'deba ech lahachis is not a mum l'chol Torah. Dish number 16, Shubis Mechazitzu brings the words of the Dachi Tshuva, in the name of the Sefer Taras Hamayim, the Machal Shabbos Beis Adai Raisa, even if he refrains from doing this in front of an Adam Gadol, has a lach like a machal b'fahesu. However, in Sefer Chachmas HaLevi, some dive from Lashon Mishnah Brura, that he makes this halacha based on what the Shulchan Aruch writes, that that even if he's Mechal B'Tzinah D'Raisa, still, if he refrains from doing it in front of Adam Gadol, he has a look like on Mechal B'Shabbos B'Tzinah. Dish number 17, Tinik Shenishba, someone who just doesn't know, he was brought up, assimilated, the Chaznish writes, that has a look like Yisrael. Because he's Becheskis, he presumably that if they would notify him and they would attempt, help him do tshuva, he would not deliberately do it. Without repenting. However, if they already put in efforts and he's deliberate and refused to return, there's lacha like Yisrael Mumer. Now, what's the measurement of how much effort? It depends according to the understanding of the judges, however much comes out from their divine inspiration, how to come out with this. And the truth is, you have to know in each single person individually. So, too, that person that his father's already separated from the ways of the community and the group without Torah, he has a lacha like Yisrael Chaldava, and you have to measure how much he knows. If he's not considered as mazed, and what you qualify as forced, so then yizich the erev for them for him. We're going to chaloyin them in our times. We discuss the mishabura later on tifkuf yud beis sipkot beis. This is number 18. We said once he's reneges, so his portion of the erev is bottle. Now, if they rented the rights from the king's treasurer, and they made an erev, and then one of them from the Jewish neighborhood reneges, Kavachayim writes the name of the Ginsburg, and that's the erev is effective that was done before he reneged, because when they rented from the Ginsburg, he was including the Schiris, even the individual homes of the Jews, that they're individuals that are secondary to the community. However, in the words of Paisan, that they're saying they don't mention this Chiddush, it would seem that they don't hold like what he's saying. This is number 19. We spoke about if he reneges on Shabbos itself. However, if he's Mevatel Rishus, and then he reneges, Chaznish writes that you see in Rashi that he doesn't make it forbidden, even though right now he's not betrayed as Bittul. This is number 20. If he has another opening that opens to a valley or an open area that's less than the base of Zion, Chaznish is not sure if you push the mummer to that opening. He's also not sure in the situation that his house is open also to a different courtyard, do you push him from this chatzah to another chatzah? He's been saying somewhere else, that there he comes out, the bezaz is open to another chatzar, you don't push him away from this chatzar. This is number 21. I said that. This is number 22. So we're kaifin al made the sedayim. Sounds like this halacha of kfiyah forcing not to be like people of sedayim applies even by a mumer. Or Shulchan Aruch Rav asks, how's it possible to have kfiyah by a mumer? Doesn't hold the halacha. Look at Shuvas Beis Shlema, what he writes regarding this.